presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
December 10th, 10 o'clock America New York, Taylor Swift tickets, how many might be left? As fans wondered if more concert tickets could become available, the Wall Street Journal analyzed data from Ticketmaster.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
December 10th, 8 o'clock America New York, great moments in due diligence. Good plan, Pat, Theranos's victims, Judge Davila said, include venture capital firms Lucas Venture Group and Pure Venture Partners, and individual investors including Pat Mendenhall of U.S.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
December 10th, 8 o'clock America New York, Europe hit by shortages of antibiotics. Rising demand and supply chain issues for manufacturers are leading to a lack of vital medicines.
Marginal Revolution.
December 10th, 7:25 America New York, the story of Vaccinate CA. The excellent Patrick McKenzie tells the story of Vaccine CA, the ragtag group of volunteers that quickly became Google's and then the U.S. government's best source on where to find vaccines during the pandemic.
Global Economy.
December 10th, 6 o'clock America New York, Fashion Factory. Mango brings production closer to home in rethink on China. Beijing's policies and global supply chain chaos prompt sourcing reforms at clothing chain.
New York Times Business.
December 10th, 5 o'clock America New York, in New Mexico, trying to capitalize on natural beauty as climate change disrupts it. Climate change is reshaping the American economy. New Mexico is leaning on ecotourism and sustainable industries to see it through, but extreme weather keeps getting in the way. Rock Ulibarri has been trying to start a tourism business in Galenas, NM, but the destruction from a huge blaze last spring stalled that plan.
New York Times Business.
December 10th, 5 o'clock America New York, China's youths, stung by years of COVID rules, fear grim job future. A sluggish economy continues to leave many young people unemployed, with few job prospects or hopes to tap into the rising incomes their parents enjoyed during boom times. A November protest in Beijing against China's strict COVID measures.
New York Times Business. December 10th, 1:43 America New York, China's looming tsunami of COVID cases will test its hospitals. To conserve resources for the severely ill, the government is urging residents not to seek help unless necessary. But the pivot has left many confused and anxious. Medical workers preparing equipment outside a fever clinic at a hospital in Beijing on Friday.
Marginal Revolution.
December 10th, 0:57 America New York, advancing anti-venom. Venomous snake bites kill between 81,000 and 138,000 people each year, and leave another 400,000 with permanent disabilities. This ranks it among the deadliest of neglected tropical diseases, alongside better-known ailments such as typhus and cholera.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
December 10th, 0:00 America New York, survival lessons from past tech downturns. The current tech downturn could be much worse than it appears now, say those who lived through the 2001 and 2008 crashes, but those who make it have the chance to fuel the next bubble.
Daily FX Market News.
December 9th, 2059 America New York, GBP Weekly Outlook, Resilient Pound Prepares for Data-Heavy Week. GBP, USD trades on the precipice of a key technical pattern that could be prompted by next week's Fed and Bank of England, BOE, rate decisions.
Global Economy.
December 9th, 2000 America New York, Japanese tech leaders warn Beijing will ride out U.S. chip sanctions. Sony and NEC executives say progress may be slowed but China will remain a force in AI and other areas.
BBC News Business.
December 9th, 1908 America New York, rail strikes, RMT boss calls for meeting with Sunak. The RMT's general secretary says a meeting between the two was the best hope of making progress.
BBC News Business.
December 9th, 1900 America New York, Sam Bankman-Fried. I hope to make money to pay people back. The former FTX boss says he would give anything to start a new business and repay crypto investors.
Daily FX Market News.
December 9th, 1900 America New York, Australian dollar outlook. US dollar remains in the driver's seat for AUD, USD. The Australian dollar recovered from a sell-off against the US dollar throughout the week, but it had little to do with the RBA hike. If the Fed delivers on their tightening, will AUD, USD rally?
Daily FX Market News.
December 9, 1700 America, New York, last S&P 500 and dollar volatility charge of 2023 with FOMC, CPI and much more. The wait is over. We are moving into perhaps the densest week of macroeconomic event risk of the fourth quarter, and what also may prove the last charge of volatility for 2023.
Global economy.
December 9, 1605 America, New York, Gulf Arab states draw closer to China as Xi visits Riyadh. Saudi Arabia says maintaining ties with both Beijing and Washington is not a zero-sum game.
Marginal revolution. December 9, 1414 America, New York, on publication bias in economics, from the comments. I'm not surprised by this finding. Economics has a much higher bar for identification and often relies on observational data, so there are always going to be many possible problems with an empirical exercise that could be used as justification to turn down a paper.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
December 9, 1330 America, New York, stand your ground. This is what happens when a country refuses to give in to bullying. In November 2020, accompanying its import bans, China produced a list of 14 grievances and demanded that Australia correct its behavior.
BBC News Business.
December 9, 1227 America, New York, inside Royal Mail's biggest sorting office on strike day. The BBC speaks to a striking worker on the picket line and someone choosing to work on strike day.